Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Reverent, right?
Revenant.
God damn it, Revenant. Revenant.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Ricky from Revenant, and you are listening to The Loud Spot.
Hey, everybody. This is Steven from Demonic, and I'm a guest co-host on The Loud Spot.
Fuck. Revenant. Revenant.
Warning. The Loud Spot podcast uses adult humor and adult language in its broadcast. It may be unsuitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised. Also, we are idiots. Please don't take anything we say offensive or to heart.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian. I'm here with my producer, Sam, and Steven Seward, who has been on the podcast since I first started several times, actually. I think you've done some interviews with me and some reaction videos back in the day.
Oh, I have. Yeah. Yeah. Man. I think I was like first started on like episode 9 or something like that with you.
You were on when I still was videoing me from a background, not realizing that I can record on Zoom on the screen. So I had my video and then I would edit everything on my phone and it would take God knows hours to upload a video because I was an idiot and did not know. Sam, thank you so much for making the show.
Yeah, well, I won't give all credit where credit is due. Sometimes you're forced to learn new things and then tell me I'm going to do it this way. And I'm like, all right, whatever.
We got a good show tonight. We got a band later on called Reverent that will be joining us, hopefully. And this show is brought to you by and sponsored by Inked Nation, inked-nation.com. We are actually pre-selling tickets online and people are buying them, so which is awesome. We just set up our after party with DJ Red Fox at Glamour, which that was a whole nother story to get that thing done because there was some miscommunication. The owner winded up calling me, which, you know, we figured it out finally. And so we're excited about that. We also got some merch and some other things ordered. So it's going to be a fun time. If you're in the Oklahoma City area, February 23rd through the 25th, we're going to be downtown at the Oklahoma City Convention Center. Tickets right now are $15 online for a day pass, but at the door, it's still only $20. Evans Blue's playing. I talked to Dan Chandler on the phone the other day, the singer of Evans Blue. He was super stoked about it. He was also impressed by Etched in Embers, who will be playing at the convention as well. So, good time.
As well as Nine Left Dead.
Oh, Nine Left Dead. Saving Jackie. Oh, my God. I can't remember all the name of the bands.
Petty and Heartbreakers.
Tom Petty. No, Heathrow and the Shadows will be there. Oh, my God. Highwater Gamble.
And the Showdown.
Showdown. The country band.
You're right. So
it's rocking Tattoo. What was that, Steven?
Sounds like a sick lineup.
And then we got the after party afterwards with DJ Red Fox. So that's going to be a fun time. All right, Steven. He is promoting his band. It's not really a band. It's more of a solo kind of a screamy rap project called Demonic. And we're going to play a video of Demonic. But before we get into that, I asked Steven how his girlfriend Rain was before this show started. He goes, oh, you didn't hear. I said, no. Did you guys break up? And Steven, go ahead with what's going on with that whole situation.
Yeah. So basically, just to put it in a nutshell here, was dating this girl for about, I don't know, a couple years. And last month I caught her in my kitchen with her son's father cheating on me. And
you were asleep, you woke up, and they were like having sex in the kitchen.
They were about to. Like, I walked in like right at the moment, like before shit went down.
Like, was the penis out already?
No, but her ass was.
Oh, okay. Oh, close enough.
Yeah, yeah. So it might as well have been in my eyes.
They guys, they were shooting for their only for her OnlyFans. Okay. That's what was going down. You guys,
that's what I kept telling myself. You know, it's like, right. Hey, she was just trying to make some money. I get that. You know, that's how I got my PlayStation. So fuck it. But no.
How else do you think she gets that child support check? No,
what goes through your head right then and there? Are you like super pissed off? Or like do you try to make sense of it all?
Man. So, I mean, given our relationship, we were doing like the whole polyamorous thing. So like a part of me felt like I couldn't be too upset, but at the same time, if it wasn't for my daughter, I would have straight up killed this dude.
Hold up. If you guys are doing the poly thing and she's actually having sex with other people,
it wasn't that. It was the fact that there was no communication about it.
Right. So,
the trust was broken.
Yeah, yep. But she probably told you, she wrote it down earlier in the night before you started playing your video games.
But that's not communication, though. You know? Like, I leave you a note, hey, I'm going to go fuck somebody. Is that like, who's going to be like, yeah, okay, cool. Well, they left me a note. I guess that's
fine. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The dog ate the note. You just didn't know about it.
Dog ate the note. So
the dog ate it.
There's no communication there. But, anyways, the real fucked up part is that, like, I got her to admit to drugging me to sleep with one of my ex-guitarists.
So hold on. So when he first said this, I was like, so she drugged you and you had sex with your ex-guitar player.
That's honestly what I thought when she first said it too. I'm like, did I just get roofied and fucking like date raped in a sense?
She said, yep.
But no, I was just roofied.
Okay. So you fell asleep and she went and had sex with her ex guitar player.
Yeah.
Now this is from Sleep for the Week.
It doesn't matter where it's from.
Okay. Well, Sleep for the Week is not a band anymore.
So now we know why. We know why.
No. This actually unfortunately happened way after we broke up. Anyways, I don't know if that makes it better or worse.
Well,
wait. So you guys broke up and then she drugged you?
Yeah. No. Not her and I. I was talking about the band.
Oh, the band broke up and then she drugged you and had sex.
But again, I'm not saying that it was anyone from Sleep for the Week. I'm just,
gotcha.
Yeah.
But it might have been.
It could have been. I mean, allegedly, we don't know. I'm not saying yes. I'm not saying no. They know.
You know what? Well, I follow you on social media. You know what?
I'm so sorry.
The algorithms are weird. I didn't realize you guys broke up. So I'm sorry to hear that, man. It sounds horrible. I know I'm here kind of laughing about the situation.
Oh, no, so am I.
But I also know the heartache that comes along with, man. So I'm sorry you went through that, but it will make you a stronger person, hopefully. And get your emotions out there, man. Write some music, and you have been writing music.
Oh, yeah, no, I have. The day that I caught her, me and my DJ, Eric, we ended up writing, well, we recorded 3 songs in the living room while she was still here. And one of them I wrote about her. And the opening line is, fuck your face and everything.
Yes, I love that. Yeah.
So that was fun.
So when you walked out with her butt cheeks hanging out, she quickly tried to pull her pants up?
Mm-hmm. Oh, geez. He's just going to... He's gonna try to paint this whole entire picture.
I'm not trying to paint the scenario here.
The whole entire thing. He's gonna beat it.
What color pants was she wearing? What was the material?
Right.
Did she have?
How do you think?
Was his belt on?
Memoirs of a Cheetah.
How do you think I ended up on the show? I got roofie too.
I believe it.
Yes, that's the way it happened, and I got 2 cheeseburgers and a reach around. Like we.
That's
always
right.
Say.
That's right. All right, let's play. So your solo project.
It's not really a solo project.
Okay, so tell us about Demonic before we play the song.
Yeah, so I don't really know what to call our genre of music. It's just like a blend of EDM, hip hop, metal, and whatever the hell else we feel like at the time. But no, right now it consists of myself, my DJ, and we do have a drummer for live shows.
Nice. So you guys mm-hmm. been doing shows?
Yeah, yeah. We're probably 4 shows deep with more coming soon.
If you're listening to this on audio, Demonic is spelled, is it D-E-M-O-N-I-K?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there you go. All right, maybe we'll get into some of the YouTube stuff you've done in the past during the show. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. But let's play your, what's this song called?
Three Shadows.
Three Shadows by Demonic. Sam, play that clip. Video, whatever.
Tell me another story, please, because I just don't understand. What is it that I have to do to just get out of my head? Even with it just once defeated, I'm not sure where I stand. Right or forward, I'm not alone, for the voices tell me stop. Just give me a look and say I'm fine, but then I still in your hand. Come and crucify your rise, the land that's on your land. For all we know, it's a part of God's great big fucking plan.
That video production is awesome, bro.
Yeah, great job, whoever did that.
That we was, who?
We did it ourselves.
Yeah, but what's his name that does the videos?
Eric.
Who never gets Eric. Back with me?
Eric.
Yeah, yeah, Eric.
He never gets back to anyone. You're not the only one,
yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
So good job. Dude. Good job, Eric. I mean, that was nice, clean. You know how I like those clean videos, so.
Yeah, man. So good job. Yeah, it is hard to jump. It is kind of EDM. Metal rappy, it's almost like a new age. Well, no, I would say like a new age ICP, but not really,
or more Death Grips, I would say, if anything.
Okay,
he ain't gonna know that what that is.
I don't know what that is.
to be fair, neither did I before we started doing this, but a lot of people have compared us to Death Grips, and like since looking at them, I can see the resemblance.
How many videos you guys got out now?
So we've got one out right now, but we are in the process of working on another one for one of our singles that is coming up. Either I want to say it's slacking. A single or something slacking. Off the new album.
Slacking.
Hey, he went through a hard breakup, man. You got to give him some time to heal.
He take some drugs and do some more. That's all I got to say like that. This is rock and roll, baby. All right. Well, let's check out Poppy featuring Bad Omens called VAN, which stands for Violence Against Nature, right here on The Loud Spot.
Violence against nature. Isn't it strange to create something that hates you?
Thank you. against nature. Violence against nature. Violence against nature.
Bad Omens is one of those bands that never ceases to impress me. They just had a great sound from the first time I heard them, which I think Don McIntyre actually introduced me to them in Old Coast on the show. And the first time I heard their song, I was like, this song is dope. It's badass. Yeah. And every single song they come out with is banger after banger. And when I saw them live, they sound just as good live as they do on their, I was going to say their CDs.
Right.
It's not really CDs anymore.
Yeah, but you know, the funny thing about this one with Poppy, you don't hear Noah Sebastian at all.
At all, zero.
Supposedly he produced this song. That's why. And if you guys go watch the video, it's an awesome video with Poppy in it. And did you notice her cadence in which she sings? Does it sound familiar to an old Third Eye Blind song?
I almost said I saw the sun, but that's Ace of Base. Third Eye Blind. Well, there's
Coca Cola, Cherry Cola,
Cherry Cola. Ooh, I did do by do.
No. That's Hanson. What the? How did you go?
That's Boombot. Oh, that they sing that one too. Yeah.
No, they don't sing that. Jesus Christ. Anyways, it's that.
The only Third Eye Blind song I know is a song about doing math.
Yes, that's one.
Semi-Trunk Kind of Life.
No, that's the way that is.
That's
wrong.
The one about doing meth.
Yeah, it is. You're right. 100%. 100%. Okay. No, it's a. Forget it. Who cares? I'm not gonna get it because I didn't do my homework and get the title of the song. But he sings in the same cadence. So,
Steven, do you even know who Third Eye Blind is?
Yes, but I can't say that I've listened to them enough to really pinpoint the meth song.
How old are you?
I'm 31. Like, I'm not that young.
Just barely.
They just weren't my style.
Yeah. You're more hardcore.
And yeah.
Hardcore.
Okay. With Japanese city pop.
In other news, we don't talk a lot about country music on this podcast. It's not really our thing unless it's like Hardy or Jelly Roll or something like that. But Dolly Parton had a tribute to Dolly Parton at the Grand Ole Opry. I don't necessarily know if Dolly Parton was there, but there was a tribute to her. And Elle King who I never heard of before in my life until this video. I don't know who that is. Sam looks surprised, like, you don't know who Elle King is? I thought it was Ella.
X's and O's was her first breakout song.
I didn't know she did. That's kind of a pop song, though.
She's also the daughter of Rob Snyder.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, let's play the video so people and people listening at home and people watching can make up their own.
Don't kill Dolly. Holy shit. I swear to God, if you guys kill Dolly. One, two, three, four. He gon' marry me. We gon' go there. He gon' be so sweet. We gon' round. I don't know lyrics to these things in this fucking town. Don't tell Dolly, cause it's her birthday. Holy shit, we bought tickets for this shit. I'm not even alive. Damn.
not even gonna lie.
That's a B-side for you.
Holy shit. I'm not even gonna fucking lie. Y'all bought tickets for this shit? You ain't getting your money back. I'll tell you one thing.
I don't want it.
Good. Because you ain't getting it.
How are you going to go to a tribute of Dolly Parton at the Grand Ole Opry, get on stage completely wasted, and Dolly Parton has a sister, I guess, named Stella Parton, who called her out on this, and now Elle's on there, you know, saying she's sorry and blah, blah, blah. If it was me, I'd be like, I don't give a fuck. That's what I want to do. But that's I'm not country, and I'm not catering to younger kids either.
I don't know. That's definitely ballsy.
So, yes, you're right. Stella, Dolly Parton's sister, was very upset at this. And I guarantee you, Dolly Parton, because of the type of person she is, she's not even gonna talk about this. This is not something she does, and this is what's kept Dolly Parton out of a lot of the drama scene within Nashville and Tennessee and stuff like that. But I agree with you, Stephen. If you're going to be a part of an event that is honoring a legend and you're singing one of their songs, it might be who's of you to maybe not have too much alcohol prior to the show. And it might be who's of you to probably know the damn song in and out, backwards, forwards, all the thesis or thoracis words that you could use for that word that is in that lyric or something like that. I think it was very disrespectful, and the country music scene is very upset at Elle for doing this. But I think she's always been a rebel. That's how she's labeled as, is rebel country. So I don't think she cares. So
if she gave a public apology, it's only because she was told to by her management team and all. Yeah.
And the Grand Ole Opry, because the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville is a very sacred place. That's where all the legends. So every city has their own little venue that is sacred to them, and you don't mess that up.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to the next music video, and we want the show. Nothing More has a song called If It Doesn't. I don't know what it's called.
If it doesn't hurt. All right, Nothing More, right here on the Loud Spot.
There we go.
We all got choices to make. It's hard to stay and hard to walk away. You lied to me, spinning in the dark. It took me years to see that you had sucked the life out of me. If it doesn't hurt at all, then it doesn't mean a thing. I never knew that I could feel this way. If it doesn't hurt at all, there's nothing left to say. Just holding on to hope
All right. You know, when bands go on tour, there's always the with the worry that their tour bus is going to get things are going to get stolen, right? People are going to steal things. Well, Head PE was going on tour to Chico, California, stopped at a Walmart, and there's a guy walking back and forth pacing their tour bus. Well, he decides he's going to make a move, try to break into the tour bus and steal the equipment from Head PE. First of all, it's Head PE, okay? He doesn't know who they are, probably because, like Sam told me, bands don't really put their names on the tour buses anymore because people know it's a band and things might get stolen. Right, Sam?
Yep. And remember, this is a tour bus. This is not a tour van. And vans and little tiny vehicles usually get broken into a lot. Tour buses don't, because there's usually a driver. There's usually a TM, a tour manager. There's usually someone within a thing. So let's take a look real quick at Head PE.
Before you play this, I do want to say you can't cut this clip short.
Okay, got it. All right.
All right.
We knew they were up to no good. Turns out it was towards Walmart.
I was like, is this really happening right now? Like,
it's crazy.
I can't run out there and maybe get hurt over some fucking dude stealing something. Oh, fuck. Be careful with that elbow, please. No. Left elbow, you can do your elbow. My right one now.
Analyze your fingers.
So that's their tour bus manager, or not tour bus manager, their Head PE manager, I guess, right. Josh Edwards, who's an ex-armed forces veteran, who sees the guy doing this, and I guess he's kind of a badass. I guess he's like saved people's lives and done some other things, according to the article I read.
Right.
But dude, Head PE, you don't break into their tour bus. That's all I'm saying. And anyone's tour bus, you probably shouldn't.
Right. I mean, it's bad enough. It's when you have people that like to walk on tour buses, and I see it all the time backstage, like fans basically that think, oh, I'm just going to walk onto the tour bus and go talk to them. Like, it's going to be cool. It's not going to be cool. You have to be invited onto the tour bus. There has to be a presentation of I'm going to have people on the tour bus prior to that happening. So, yeah.
And on top of that, but of course, this has to happen at a Walmart parking lot.
Yep.
Like, where, you know what I'm saying? Like, where else could this, if you're going to Walmart and you're on a tour bus, you might get met with some meth heads. That's all I'm saying.
No. Every band goes to Walmart, whether they're big or small. You got to do a food run, a beer run, and Walmart fits the budget for all that. So that, and then Guitar Center. That's the other two runs that you do.
Head PE says, fuck around with Head PE and find out. <That's> We've been trying to get him on the podcast, so hopefully they could come on one day and get a bigger story, a background story on this whole entire situation. I think it'd be pretty cool. Sam, have you been on tours before where people have tried to break into the bus or the van and steal anything? Have you witnessed that firsthand?
Yeah, I mean, there's all the time. As soon as you go park, like, the 15 passenger bus with the U-Haul trailer, there's always someone. If no one's with that thing, someone's going to try to attempt to pull off with it, or they're going to actually be successful. And we see that happen all the time. They're successful. They break a window, they take whatever they need and they're gone, or they just unhook the trailer and they're gone. But I've never seen anyone break into tour buses, whether it was at Coachella or any big festival where all the tour buses are all lined up. I've never seen anyone try to break into one. So, and we don't know, what if the guy was just kind of walking around? So that's what I want to know. Sean, all you guys at Head PE, did you, or not Sean, that's because that's my empty soul. I got the wrong person. Did you guys see him? Did he come on board, or did you guys just assume this guy was shady and racially profiled him or something like that?
He was a white dude.
Okay, racially profiled.
It looked like a white dude anyways. I mean,
hey, white dudes are like shady.
They're shady. I mean, look at Steven. Look at Steven. He's probably going to steal something out of that room tonight.
That's his own room. And why would you racially profile? Like, you could profile someone, but not have to be racially profiled. Like, you just profile someone. But you know what? You're taking a gamble. You're going to stick it, come into someone's bus and steal something. You don't know who they are. It could be a huge famous. It could be Jelly Roll. And you don't know. And next thing you know, you're world famous for trying to be the guy who broke into Jelly Roll's tour bus. And, you know, it's not good press. It's just not good press. It's not good press.
And you will get pressed like a pancake.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it takes some balls to do that. I think the guy's probably on drugs.
Probably. Most likely.
As I would assume. You know what I do, Steven? What do? Do? If you see like a tour bus driving down your neighborhood, your street, or at a gas station, what do you do? Do you want to find out who it is? If it's a big bus, do you wait inside to see who's coming in, or do you just kind of leave it alone and ignore it?
Yes, I wait inside the bus to see who's coming inside it.
Naked.
Yes, naked. That's part of my OnlyFans.
Yep.
Yeah. No, my fans really love that custom content of me sneaking into bands and tour buses. And just
Hold on. That's actually a brilliant idea. Sebastian, I know you could do this. If we get you drunk enough, we'll have him break in at shows in tour buses and wait on the front man's bed, which is usually the biggest bed, and everyone else gets bunks, and have him just spread eagle naked right there. That we'll just record the whole thing.
Hold on. Can you at least tell the cops when they arrest me it's just for YouTube?
We're just joking, guys.
Don't worry about it. This is a prank. It's a prank.
Just kidding.
My dick. It's prosthetic.
You're on punked right now.
All right. I guess I'm a little desensitized when I see a tour bus. You know what I'm looking at when I see a tour bus? Which tour company is that? And I'm trying to look on the side for all the time. I'm not caring about who's on there. I could care less who's on there. They act like they don't want to talk to who's on there or anything like that. There was one time that I was behind BB Rexha, right? In line at a Love's. A tour bus pulled up right next to us to fuel up, and I didn't even pay attention who's going on and off and stuff like that. I get in line I think I was going to go buy cigarettes or something like that. And there's a girl all in gray sweatpants, ratty hair, everything like that. But I was like, she's kind of cute. And I was looking at her butt because, of course, I was behind her. And then she turned around. Someone came up to her, and I saw his laminate on his side, and it said, BB Rexha world tour, stuff like that. And I was like, wait, is this her? And then sure enough, he left and we got closer towards the front. And I was like, hey, are you BB Rexha? She's like, turns around. Yeah, she wasn't wearing any makeup. I felt bad for her.
You can't tell sometimes who these people are without makeup on.
Exactly.
Going back to Dolly Parton, you see her without makeup, you probably wouldn't recognize her.
No, or her wigs. She's got wigs and everything like that. So,
Okay. Yeah. One thing that is going on right now in this political world we live in is a lot of bands, which Head PE is not a part of, and I'm not surprised because of their music, but a lot of presidential candidates, mayors, governors, a lot of bands, they're playing bands at their political campaigns, okay?
Always have.
And a lot of bands are saying, no, you cannot play my song at your political campaign. And it seems to be more the Republican side of things that these bands are saying you can't play us to. A lot of bands are liberal. We know that. The singer from the band Smiths, I guess, Donald Trump. Huh?
The Smiths.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But every time I read it, it just said Smiths on it.
I always thought it was The Smiths.
I always did, too. Is there like a Smiths and The Smiths? It can't be.
I don't know.
It can't be. Anyways, that 2023 rally, they have a song called Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want, which Donald Trump used, and they sent him a letter saying you can't not use our music. And there is a whole list of bands that have told Donald Trump he could not play their music at a rally.
I'm sure there is one band that will allow that.
Oh, God.
Who?
Trapped.
Trapped. Okay, and you know, so would what's his name from
Tommy Vick.
Tommy Vick. He would allow it too. Yeah,
there's no
Here's
doubt
a list of bands that have sent Donald Trump cease and desist letters. And the list is kind of long. Okay. Here's a few of them.
Give us five of them.
No. I'll go like 10 probably. We got Aerosmith, The Beatles, Bruce Springsteen, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Elton John, Guns N' Roses, Leonard Cohen, Linkin Park, Neil Young, Nickelback, Ozzy Osbourne, Panic at the Disco, which, like, what song from Panic at the Disco was
Swimming with Sharks?
Okay.
I don't know.
Nine in the Afternoon.
Phil Collins. We got Phil Collins, Prince, Queen, R.E.M., The Rolling Stones, Tom Petty, Twisted Sister, The Village People, which would have to be YMCA, probably.
Probably.
That has been the longest list of bands to not be able to play at a political campaign. You can't find anyone who likes you, and the two guys that you do know do like you. Why don't you play their music? Headstrong. Yeah. That's great. Headstrong to take on anyone. Mm. That song would be great.
Yeah. Strong head.
Strong head. All right.
Strong leaders.
While we decide what Mr. Trapped himself will do, let's take a look real quick at the new song by a band that maybe a lot of our listeners haven't listened to before called Sleep Theory. The song is called Fallout, and we're playing it right here on the Loud Spot.
Sneak around and play my insecurities. You always knew.
We are back here with Ricky from a band called Revenant, which apparently I have a very hard time saying, but we got it together before. Well, we were on break and no one knew about it, actually.
Yeah, that's right.
I will
take those little clips though, and I'll show
them. Yeah, I'm sure you will. now Steven is underneath us here. Okay. He's underneath you actually. And Steven, what did you think the band's name was?
Yeah, just looking at it, I thought that it was Rant.
Makes sense. Have you guys got that before?
Yep.
And I thought it was RVNT.
Yeah, so when we first made the name, it was, we were called Revenant. And another band in, like, Kentucky that was a thrash band, like, hit us up and was like, you can't use that name or we're going to, like, erase all your stuff. We had already, like, dropped and branded as Revenant.
But hold on. I would have said, fuck you guys. Who are you?
Well, that's kind of what we said.
Yeah.
We were like, you know, it's different. We're in different genres. Like, let's just, like, agree to disagree. And so they had all our stuff erased. Like, and we had to restart all our social platforms.
Hold on. Did they take you to court for this? Or you just agreed to do it on your own free will?
No, they, like, went to, like, Facebook and, like, basically reported us as a problem. And then...
Oh, fuck them!
Yeah, so we had, like, you know, everything already branded. And we were like, well, we're not going to change the name just because they told us to do that. So we just abbreviated it. And at the time, there were so many other bands that were doing that as well. You had like Paris and they did the like V that was flipped upside down. Yeah. And you
that's why Steven thought it was Rant. Cause that would have made sense.
Like we've gotten Rant, we've gotten Runt, we've gotten RVNT, we've gotten Reverent. It's so like, sometimes even when we went on tour, like I've been funny and like said a different name every night just because, you know.
So I've actually looked up because I was so confused. Now, I mean, I read your press release and everything, okay? But I didn't know. At this point, I thought it was RVNT still. So I went online and I looked up RVNT meaning. And what I got was renovate neighborhoods. And it gave me their stock prices on Bloomberg, which is zero. Their stock prices are zero. So then I typed in RVNT band. Because at first I just typed in RNVT or RVNT. Then I typed in band after that. And then I got Yahoo, which gave me their stock prices also. Oh, no. They gave me the F gene in rodent brains for the mumps virus. That's what I got when you Google RVNT on Google and whatever else you can find it. So I'm happy to know it's Revenant. I wish you guys just spelled it out. Is that band even still a band anymore?
Sadly, they have like the trademark or something over it.
Ah,
so like, and they renew it every time, or it's an automatic thing or something. So we had discussed maybe doing like what a Kublai Khan did, like how they put Kublai Khan Texas. We were thinking about maybe doing like Revenant VA or something.
You guys from Virginia?
Then Seasons came along and did that, and you're like, oh, you little
puppy. Yeah.
Oh yes.
It's always something. So then
I'm telling you, all these Richmond's bands have to have RVA or something right afterward.
Revenant's been a band for what, a decade now or close to a decade?
Yeah, so like and because of that, like, so we've had so many like things that have happened along the way that has almost like just derailed, like, you know, you're about to drop like this EP when we first came out, and the biggest thing about it was like, what is their name? And it was like we had to deal with that right off the jump of dealing with, you know, what's the name? Why is it like that? Why is it abbreviated? So it was just like, damn it, man. Like every time. So yeah, we've been around for a hot minute. So.
And you guys are known. Are you guys known more like, or I guess more well known for doing pop covers and turning them into like hard rock songs or like metal songs, kind of new metal songs?
So that, really was incidental. We had did the Halsey cover without me, without ever even really thinking that it would pop off or do anything like that. We wrote that one and did it and was like, let's just see what happens. And then it like went nuts. Like it went pretty viral just off of that. So we've always just kind of enjoyed the aspects of pop music a little bit. So We've always thought, hey, you know, for fun, let's switch it up, give someone, you know, because we have like a broad sector of listeners, I'd say. Like we have people who enjoy our singing, but not so much our heavy stuff. And we have other people who are like, keep bringing the heavy stuff. We don't care about the singing stuff. So it's a constant.
You can't, dude, you can't please everyone. You just can't. Yeah. You can't do it. But I did read also that most of your songs, I guess the songs that you write about yourselves are about addiction, domestic abuse, and abandonment. Besides your pop song, or your pop songs. You guys don't write pop songs, your pop covers. Is that mostly what you guys are trying to bring out there and make recognition to the rest of the world?
Yeah, so it's definitely a bring awareness, a you're not alone type vibe that we want people to have. We pride ourselves in a very energetic live performance. So some of that, when you see us live, bleeds and seeps through the performance, and you feel it through the lyrics. I think that it's cool what we talk about, just because the members and I have been through all of this stuff. We don't write about anything that like we've seen from someone else and we're just pulling it from them. This is stuff that we've seen or encountered or witnessed, or you know, we've collectively come together and wrote a song about it.
So you don't just make shit up like I do.
Yeah.
I just be like, you know, I was writing a song about my heart's in pain. Fuck you, bitch. And yeah, I'm like, so I'm like, fine. I'm happy. I don't even care about anything. I'm nice. But I want to be mean in my music.
Yeah, my brain. I mean,
there's people out there who are great, you know, storytellers who can tell.
I'm not one of them either.
He's not one of them.
No,
he's not one of
them. I'm not. I have a song that says, "Sun's out, guns out, got fucked, bitch." Means really nothing.
He's got a song called Muchachos Nachos. It's
about nachos and a Mexican priest I saw on TV when I was drunk one night watching television. So
it's horrible. That's the extent
of my music writing. I'm always so impressed by people who can write songs and write lyrics. Because it's something I can't do. And if I do, I just force it. I'm good for like one verse and then just like repeat it.
It's definitely good to have other ears in the room, because I definitely think everyone struggles with that a little bit. You'll find yourself saying similar words and you're like, oh, I can't do that. I gotta
pay a fee to thee.
No, that's not how Sebastian writes. What he'll do, he'll start off with one good strong sentence of a lyric, and then it'll go into bitch hoes, suck my dick. It'll go to like old hip hop rap. From like
my blood is bleeding through your veins.
No, you don't even do that.
And I'm also wearing a coat because it's cold and I'm bold. I'm so untold by the origami fold.
Yeah. Well, let's take a look at his.
You're here because you are promoting your newest single called Shattered Souls, which I did not write. So you're welcome for that. And so let's take a look at Shattered Souls. Go ahead, Sam.
And all the things you stole. Why didn't you save me? I guess I'm clawing at my skin. I've worn it down.
scars you made.
Will follow me to the grave.
It hangs in my DNA. I'm maybe a monster. So
you're my devil.
A phantom prison. You cut my wings. You cut my wings.
Why did you let me go? Now I'm the grave you're gone.
Dope, dude. Steven, what do you think?
Oh, I loved it. I was doing everything I can not to sing along.
Well, while you were not singing along, I wrote my own lyrics to a next verse you could have. It says, look at these bees in the trees while I cut these nuts. And then I just think about cutting my nuts further into the song. It's a great next verse.
No, it's
you should incorporate that.
I actually have like a really inside joke with my like friends and family where like I will take a line out of like so many infamous songs and say these nuts on your chin.
See? Perfect. Can I be the other singer in the band?
It fits every single time and it's perfect. But so it's funny that you're saying it right now.
You're horrible for ghostwriting.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, get me on as a writer, dude. We'll have these nuts and shit like that on every single song.
It's great.
No.
I'll spur them on your face just in case.
No. God. Yeah. So, Ricky, what do you guys got planned for 2024? New singles, I assume, obviously. Any touring?
So, a little bit of every. So, we have an EP that we're going to be releasing. This is the start, kind of. You'll start to see the rest of the songs roll out as we go through the new year. We have a show in Baltimore tomorrow, so we're all linking up tomorrow. You know, tomorrow early, and heading up. We're a VA band, so it's just like a few hours up. So we'll be heading up tomorrow, playing a show. Then we have a local show, so we haven't played hometown in a while, and that'll be down at the beach coming up in February with Angel Maker and Reflections. That tour, they're coming through as like a one-off. So we're playing a heavy one. Then we have, we're waiting for some tour stuff in the summertime. It sounds like June, maybe July, some of that area. So yeah, we just plan to stay busy and we want to be more consistent giving out content. So that we thought this would be a really cool first song to start off the year.
And then you came on the loud spot. What were you thinking, dude?
Yeah, I know.
What were you thinking?
He wasn't thinking anything. Cody was thinking, and that's it. Cody sent it, so that's why.
We have a new song. Let's go on this podcast we know nothing about and talk about nothing. Anyway.
Ricky's seen our podcast, at least a glimpse of it every once in a while, I'm sure. So
did he just say sperm on your face? Anyway, yeah, okay.
Where can people go check out your music? Websites, merch.
So yeah, we have a store. You can type in, literally it's like rvnt.store, I believe. That can take you to our website, like that has all our merch and stuff on it. We have Facebook, we have Instagram. It's just rvnt band, look that up.
Well, if you look it up, you get lab rats fighting the mumps with the F gene.
No, I'm saying on Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah,
so for the social platforms. And then you can find us on YouTube through the Theria. So Theria, we release a lot of our stuff through them. Yeah. And then, and all the streaming platforms we're on, Spotify, Apple, YouTube,
everything. I'm laughing because when I said that, Steven was shaking his head like, you motherfucker. It's like, that's what Sam does to me.
Shame.
Go check out Revenant, RVNT. Look it up on social media. It's everywhere. Find their stuff. Great music. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully you guys come to Oklahoma City sometime. That'd be awesome.
So. Yeah, yeah. I believe we've played out there maybe once or twice before, but we'll definitely we love going out Midwest. So
hit me up, man. I'll be there. Hey, stay right there till after the outro song plays, if you will. I want to thank everyone who listens to our podcast. Our news is stupid, so don't ever listen to it because we have no idea what we're talking about. That's all the time we got on the show. Thank you, everyone who joins. Thanks, everyone who listens. Find us on all platforms. Peace out, rock on, and much love.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does Nothing Short of Tragic have his back again?
Yes.
Does everything that's good really have to end?
Yes.
Our pin post has to pin show, so to get more episodes, make an order, this is over.